This goes to Crystal Morrissey, Morrissey, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, Goffnett, G like golf, O-F-F like Frank, N like November, E-T, T like Tom. Date of birth 3/25 of 1983. Dear Miss Morrissey, this is a consultation for Miss Goffnett, who was sent for evaluation of proteinuria. She's a 40-year-old female patient who has been started on Saxenda and has actually lost 32 pounds since she started using it in February of this year. She has had a long history of high blood pressure and glucose intolerance, but not outright diabetes. And she's doing well on her current medications and has not had any hospitalizations since she was referred for evaluation. She did have COVID-19 infection in January of this year, and did take several weeks before all the symptoms fully resolved, but it did not hospitalize her or cause any long-term problems. She's also been having a lot of very heavy menstrual bleeding, and she's going to have a total abdominal hysterectomy done, and ovaries will remain in order to treat the severe chronic vaginal bleeding. And we have had one-year analysis that was done in January of this year that showed blood in the urine and then the microscopic amount of protein of 30+. But she may have been having menstrual bleeding at that time. She wasn't sure. She denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. She has intermittent wheezing secondary to asthma, but none currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, allergic rhinitis, glucose intolerance with most recent hemoglobin A1C of 5.5, asthma, vitamin D deficiency, gastroesophageal reflux disease, a history of iron deficiency, and depression. Past surgical history, she's had cesarean sections times two, for one for each child, and bilateral carpal tunnel release. Social history, the patient is divorced. She's a paraprofessional, works at in the Alma School District. She quit smoking in 2019. She denies the use of alcohol or illicit drugs, and she actually does reside with her ex-husband. They are back together but not remarried. Family history is significant for hypertension, heart disease, hyperlipidemia, asthma, COPD, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergy, she's allergic to penicillin and gentamicin. Medications, she's on Prestique 50 milligram daily and Levo. It's L-E-V-O-M-E-F-O-L-A-T-A, calcium, 7.5 milligram daily, which makes the Prestique more effective. Lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Vitamin D2, 50,000 units once weekly, along with vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily, due to recent very low vitamin D level. Her omeprazole is 20 milligram twice a day, Zyrtec 10 milligram daily, iron is 65 milligram daily, ProAir inhaler, two inhalations every 6 hours as needed, Max Alt 10 milligram as needed for migraines, Saxenda 3 milligram once daily for weight loss. Physical exam, height is 60 inches, weight 206 pounds, pulse is 65, and blood pressure 120 over 84. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, no peripheral edema on the left, and she is wearing a walking boot on the right lower leg after she sprained her right foot very severely recently. Labs and diagnostic studies. She did have a kidney ultrasound done January 5th of this year. Right kidney is 9.6 centimeters normal in other aspects, no hydronephrosis, no cysts or stones or masses. Left kidney 9.5 centimeters without hydronephrosis, cysts, masses, or stones. Bladder was unremarkable in appearance. And most recent lab studies were done January 9th of 2023. The urinalysis had the trace of protein 30 plus and 3 plus blood. No evidence of infection, although she may have been menstruating at that time. And her microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 11. And creatinine was 0.8, normal calcium, normal electrolytes, albumin is 4.6. We have a urinalysis from 12:30 of 2022 that was negative for blood, a trace of protein again, 30 plus. And all creatinine levels have been normal to date. Assessment and plan. Small amount of proteinuria and recent hematuria noted on urinalysis. However, that may be secondary to the dysfunctional uterine bleeding that she's been having. We've asked the patient to wait until after she has her hysterectomy and heals from that. And then we would like to do a clean catch midstream urine and a microalbumin to creatinine ratio. We will repeat that. And if that is normal, she may not need to be seen, or if it's microscopic with 30-plus protein, we will recommend you just follow that annually with urinalysis and labs, and she may not need a follow-up. Although if she returns with blood again, we will do further testing for inflammatory sources of proteinuria. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.